WCHL Chapelboro welcomes you to the 2016 Healthiest You Challenge Finale, presented by UNC Healthcare. Our annual challenge involved 64 members of our community working with their teams and their coaches to achieve their health and wellness goals. They have the opportunity to take advantage of the vast array of services offered by the UNC Wellness Centers, and tonight we check back in with the teams and their coaches after 6 weeks of the challenge. Get ready to congratulate the UNC Healthcare team, the UNC Wellness Centers team, the Better Image Printing team, the Chapel Hill Gymnastics team, the Chapel Hill Tire team, the Durham Orange County Medical Society team, the Elite Auto Body team, and the Town of Chapel Hill Parks and Recreation Department team. Coming to you live from the UNC Wellness Center at Meadowmont, here's our host, Ron Stutz.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are looking live at the UNC Wellness Center, full of people here, 64 people who participated in the Healthiest You Challenge, and a lot of other folks here, too, as well as some of our sponsors are here. The WCHL crew is here, the Chapelboro crew, and we're just going to have a little fun here tonight. This is wrapping up the last 6 weeks, which has been phenomenal. The participation in the Healthiest You Challenge has been the best ever. Welcome, everybody, to WCHL's 2016 Healthiest You Challenge Finale, presented by UNC Healthcare. It is so exciting to see all of our 2016 challengers again in person after hearing such great feedback from the challengers and coaches over the last 6 weeks. Some of these people, when I walked in here tonight, I did not recognize because they are so much better looking than they were 6 weeks ago. Everybody has done an amazing job at working towards their goals, and tonight we're going to announce our individual winners as well as the winning team. We want to thank, first of all, our team sponsors, UNC Healthcare, our host, UNC Wellness Centers, a Better Image Printing, Chapel Hill Gymnastics, Chapel Hill Tire, Durham Orange County Medical Society, Elite Auto Body, and the Town of Chapel Hill Parks and Recreation Department. You know, if we could just get you to be more enthusiastic, that would be really great. You know? Now, I do have some amazing news to tell you, and all of you folks who are in this room might not have heard this, and I think it's going to be a surprise to a lot of people, and all the people listening on the radio, this is really going to knock you out, so get ready. Over the last 6 weeks, this group has lost, are you ready for this number? This group has lost, can I have a drum roll, Jamie? Everybody? This group has lost in poundage 359.4 pounds. And here's an even more important number. In inches, this crowd has lost 547.67 inches. Some of you are just a shadow of your former selves. In addition for this group during the last 6 weeks, systolic blood pressure went down. And Susan was so excited about this when she came into the radio station and talked about this today. Systolic blood pressure went down 478 points. And isn't that amazing? And diastolic blood pressure went down 303 points. That means that everybody in this room is healthier than you were 6 weeks ago, and you all appear to be happier, too, and you were pretty darn happy already. All of these things were part of an elaborate point system designed by the UNC Wellness Center, too complicated for me to understand, to help participants try new things and form new habits that would help them be healthier now and in the future. And that's the key. You didn't just do this for 6 weeks, and now you're going to leave it behind. I know that from talking to some folks here tonight, your lifestyle has changed. You're going to do things differently now. So they got points for things like losing inches and pounds and things like attending nutrition workshops, trying a Zumba class, or the climbing wall. Altogether, this year's participants earned a total of, could I have another drum roll? $14,527 points. For the folks who are listening out there on the radio on WCHL, that number may not mean much, but I'm sure that it means a lot to everybody in this room. Later tonight, we'll tell you which two individuals earned the most points and which team earned the most points. This has been a competition as well. And declare those people the 2016 Healthiest You Challenge winners. So we're all excited to approach that moment. It's coming up in a few minutes. At the helm of all this for the past 5 years is the one and only Jamie McGee, Health Education Director for UNC Wellness Centers. And Jamie, I want you to say a few words to get this crowd fired up because they're so lackadaisical. They have no energy.
I don't think I need to do anything to get them fired up. I think we're all excited to hear who our winners are this evening, and we're all excited to be here to finalize what has become a journey of health and wellness, motivation by your peers, your teammates, newfound friends, newfound group exercises, and I think this group is ready to go.
Well, so. I also think that they're ready to find out who some of the winners
Absolutely.
Are.
Absolutely.
So,
we're going to announce the second place female and male winners.
Are you guys ready for this? Jamie, don't keep them waiting any longer. The natives are restless.
So, our female second place winner from the Durham Orange County Medical Society team with 367.8 points, Denise Qualls Allen.
Yeah. Congratulations, Denise. Way to go. Now you want to tell us who our male
and
is?
And our second place male winner is from Team UNC Wellness Centers with 342.4 points, Kevin Corbin.
Woo. Let's give both of them a big round of applause. Denise and Kevin, fantastic job. Fantastic job, both of you. And they are the second place winners. We're going to get more excited when we announce the first place winners. Yeah, but we need to take a quick break. We're going to go back and take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back right on the other side of that here at the UNC Wellness Center. And this is the Healthiest You Challenge for 2016. Thank you so much for being with us tonight, and we'll be right back after this.
You're listening to the 2016 Healthiest You Challenge finale live at the UNC Wellness Center at Meadowmont. Here's your host, Ron Stutz.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the UNC Wellness Center. There is so much energy in this room. Jamie is in this room, and so therefore we're guaranteed to have a lot of energy. And Jamie, you announced the second place winners for the male and female earlier, but we didn't tell them what they won. What did they win?
We did. We missed that because it was so exciting to hear our winners. Our second place winners earned a 6-month membership to UNC Wellness Centers.
That's fantastic. And we want to welcome everybody back to the 2016 Healthiest You Challenge finale presented by UNC Healthcare. We're here with all 8 of our teams, which they all have worked hard over the last 6 weeks. And we're ready to hear which individuals have earned the most points and which team has earned the most points. Was it the UNC Healthcare team? What do you think? Was it? They're kind of quiet. They're anticipating. The UNC Wellness Centers team. The A Better Image Printing team. The Chapel Hill Gymnastics team. The Chapel Hill Tire team. Yeah. the elite auto body team, the town of Chapel Hill Parks and Recreation Department team, or I'm going to give you one more chance, the UNC healthcare team. See, they're a little slow, but they catch on eventually. Jamie, talk to these participants and tell them about the individual first place male and female winners.
So our individual first place male and female winners are going to win a one-year membership to UNC Wellness Centers. And from the Durham Orange County Medical Society team with 431.4 points, Barry Tomlinson. Great job.
Mr. Tomlinson, congratulations. Way to go there, buddy. And how about the female winner?
And from the UNC Wellness Center's team with 484.2 points, Amy Sangvai.
Congratulations, Amy. And I want to get our male winner up here. Sangvai, is that correct? Well, Amy, come up here for a second. Let's talk about this. Now, tell me why you were so excited to enter this thing in the first place, and did it turn out to be as good as you thought it was going to?
It sure did. I was really ready to make a change in my life. I was ready to get healthy, and this was helped me on my way.
Congratulations, you did a great job. You worked hard, I know. And it was really cool to have such great teammates, too, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh, I couldn't have done my team and without my wonderful coaches and all the instructors in the group fitness classes. And even some of the other coaches were just great and supportive. But most of all, my husband and my kids, who are really understanding about my late nights. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm not going to ask any more about that. But congratulations. You're our first place challenger. Congratulations. Job well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right. Let's get our male winner up here for a second.
Barry.
Barry Tomlinson, ladies and gentlemen. Barry has a brand new record coming out soon, and we'll tell you about that in just a few moments. But Barry, tell us about your experience. What was this like?
This was a really fantastic experience for me. I had reached a point in my life when I knew I had to stop making excuses and start making changes. And I have to, first of all, thank my wife, who, without her support, I couldn't have done all this. And everybody at WCHL, my beautiful wife, Joyce. Let's give her a hand.
Yeah, let's give her another hand. Come on. Let it go, Joyce.
She's been doing my buddy workouts with me every day to help me earn points, and I can't thank her enough. Everybody at WCHL, everybody at UNC Wellness Center, Jamie McGee, Susan Chesser, our wonderful dietitian Liz Watt. I just can't thank everybody enough. My fabulous team, couldn't have done it without you. You've all been great supporting me. And what I loved most about this, too, it wasn't just about us against them, team against team or person against person. I came in here, I helped other members helped me, and it was just great getting to know everybody, and we're all in this together, and we're all winners.
Fantastic. Well, very well put. Congratulations. Gosh, we need to give that guy a job and hire him to make speeches. It's fantastic. Well, seriously, I'm really glad that you all had such a good time, but we also have some more announcements coming up from Jamie. We're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and we'll come back, all right? We want to build up the suspense, so everybody go ahead and start building up that drum roll, because we're going to have some other announcements coming up here, and we'll tell you about the team winner coming up. And from the UNC Wellness Center in Chapel Hill at Metamont, we are here, and we are going to have more coming up right here on WCHL. Thanks for listening to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Streaming live on our website, chapelboro.com. We'll tell you more about the photo gallery that will be up soon, and all the information you can get on this fabulous 6-week event. We'll come back right after this. Quick timeout.
You're listening to the 2016 Healthiest You Challenge Finale live at the UNC Wellness Center at Meadowmont. Here's your host, Ron Stutz.
Welcome back to the UNC Wellness Center, and we are having so much fun here tonight. We have had the second place winners announced, the first place winners announced for individuals. And Jamie, if you would, recap that really quickly for us, if you would, for the folks who might have missed that.
Absolutely. For our male winner with 431.4 points, Barry Tomlinson from Team Durham Orange County Medical Society was our first place male winner. And from our UNC Wellness Center's team with 484.2 points, Amy Sangvai was our first place female winner. And from our Durham Orange County Medical Society team, Denise Qualls-Allen was our second place winner with 367.8 points. And Kevin Corbin was our second place male winner from Team UNC Wellness Centers with 342.4.
Fantastic.
And they each won, second place winners won a six-month membership with UNC Wellness Centers, and our first place winners won a one-year membership with UNC Wellness Centers.
We've been talking about a lot, the UNC Wellness Centers, not only here but also in Cary.
Yes,
and we want to also take a moment here to talk about UNC Healthcare. Tom Maltese, come on up and say just a word here. And everybody, let's give Tom a great big round of applause. Because
hey, Ron.
He is the inspiration behind this whole thing here tonight.
Oh, geez.
Right?
Well, I'm just glad we're on radio so folks aren't seeing if I'm any kind of inspiration or not. I just want to thank everyone for the great job they did and for all their hard work. Really want to thank, again, Jamie and the Wellness Center staff and all the coaches and the fantastic job they did. Ron, I want to thank you for not having me announce the winners. I'm afraid I would have done the Miss Universe thing and given the wrong prize to the wrong person. So, but I just want to thank everyone again for their hard work and congratulate you. And again, encourage you to keep coming here to the Wellness Center. And if there's a time where if you want to go out and walk and you're not here at the Wellness Center, I want to let you know that we have mall walker programs at University Mall and at the streets of South Point. And you can go on out there and you can feel free to walk. You can log your miles and such. And if you're out there on the fourth Wednesday of each month, you maybe even get a chance to go through a little stretching routine and all that stuff led by Susan. So, still, just wanted to thank you all again for all your hard work and to congratulate you. Thanks.
Hey, Tom, thank you so much. Tom Maltese of UNC Healthcare, and let me introduce Jamie again because, Jamie, I know we have one more big important announcement to make, but tell us about extended membership for all the participants here.
Thanks, Ron. We have UNC Wellness Center has extended through May 31st, and we're just excited to help you continue this health and wellness journey and the ability to get through and offer you an opportunity to continue to take advantage of our group exercise classes, our strength and cardiovascular equipment, our indoor track, our swimming pools, and take advantage of what you've already been learning how to do and learning how to do it with a group of people, with your teammates, and also independently on our fitness floors. So we're happy to be able to extend that membership for you.
That is really fantastic. And I also want to say that each one of you in your bag has gotten one of these cool bumper stickers. WCHL's Healthiest You Challenge. I accepted the challenge and survived. And depending on the team you're on, this particular one I'm holding right now, it says, thanks to my team sponsor, Chapel Hill Gymnastics, in really small letters on the bottom there. But depending on the team you're on, it says something different. So that's I really look to see a lot of those around town, okay? Now, Jamie, we have another very important announcement to make. I know everybody's been waiting on this, so go ahead and relieve the suspense.
I would like to announce our team winner, but before I do that, I would like to thank our coaches for all of their time and energy and motivation, encouragement, their workouts. So I'd like to recognize from Team UNC Healthcare, Carol Shore, who's not with us this evening, Susan Chesser, Liz Watt, Laura Valerio from Team UNC Wellness Centers, from Team Elite Auto Body, Kevin Minogue and Tina Blackwell. From Team Chapel Hill Gymnastics, Matt Bonds and Mary Claire Licaria. From Durham Orange County Medical Society, Lindsay Hager and Stephanie Hopkins. From A Better Image at Printing, Paige Schmidt and Marissa Breddon-Corden. From Chapel Hill Tire, Sweta Patel and Stephanie DeFranco. And from the Town of Chapel Hill Parks and Recreation Team, Hannah Mitchell and Peggy Dreher. Thank you all so much for your time and your pushing, your energy, your workouts. I know from a lot of our participants that we've had so much great feedback about the exercises that you've taken them through, the introductions of classes that we've had an opportunity to share with them. So I'm very thankful, and I know your teammates are as well.
Most of all, thank you for your inspiration for keeping all these folks going. Of course, they kept each other going as well. That whole teammate aspect of it is so important because you built each other up. It was a competition, but at the same time, everybody was pulling for everybody, as Barry said. So that's a really cool part of the Healthiest You Challenge.
True.
So, Jamie, we have one more big announcement to make.
Get ready for that drum roll.
I'm dying to know. Drum roll, everybody, come on.
Our overall team winner with 2,474.2 points, the winning team, is A Better Image Printing. Come on up.
All of you, come on up here.
Come on up.
A Better Image Printing. Each one of you gets a special gift bag with a lot of great surprises in there. And these prize bags have things to help you relax, to get fueled up, and to energize you. So there's lots of stuff in there. And you can keep it a secret so the other teams don't know what's in there. Yeah. But there's a lot of great stuff, I can tell you that much. But let me walk out here and talk to some of you for just a minute here. We've got like about a minute and a half here. Let me ask you, what did you get out of this challenge? Tell me about it.
I've got the feeling that I can do it. I have some challenges. Some body things aren't working the way they should be. But
welcome to the club.
Really. But I found that I can do it. I'm motivated. I got a teammate here, and now we have another month to do it for. So, yay, it will happen. It's been great.
Tell me about the Healthiest You Challenge for you.
Oh, not what I expected. It was, we won just by showing up and coming out, and I see someone circling.
And
laughing the whole way.
Yeah.
Hey, well, congratulations to all of you. I'd love to talk to each one of you individually, but we don't have time. We're coming up on our last few seconds here.
And indeed, we have come up on our last few seconds. We just lost the feed from the UNC Wellness Centers, but that was the finale of the Healthiest You Challenge. Thanks again to Ron Stutz for hosting it and all of our team sponsors.